This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Yes, that life forms on the right, babe.
I'm not into it.
Not that Maggie.
I'm not into it.
Back in time.
I did it because I owe you.
Chris McMichael. Sports Radio.
Yes, sir! Yes, sir. 202 on the fan. McMonagle here with you for the next 3 hours as we got you until 5 o'clock in the warm-up show. We got Fleegs on the other side. Big Zoo hanging out with the late-night Nick game. 888-808-1019. And what a freaking disaster that was. And, I mean, I know this is personal and you don't want to hear my complaints. I get to talk on the radio. I get it. But I'm in the car because I have to drive here listening to the Knicks blow a 13-point lead in the second half, giving up three-pointer after three-pointer down the stretch of the game. Jalen Brunson yet again playing Superman, getting to the foul line at every basket, three-point plays, giving the refs a thumbs-up sarcastically every time he thinks he's fouled. Early on in the game, OG Anunoby offensively and what he's been over the last handful of games coming back from the injury. And then I watch it fall down the stretch. I'm listening to it in the cars. It's falling apart. I'm listening to the open threes that Austin Reeves is hitting in the fourth quarter. I'm listening to Luka Doncic hit high-arcing three-pointers in Karl-Anthony Towns' face in overtime. And then I'm forced to listen to what I've now seen Jalen Brunson hobbled after getting fouled, going to the basket, and now having seen the replay, and obviously brutal twisted ankle where his foot goes completely in the other direction. We're getting word from, I think, multiple sources, but Chris Haynes definitely had it, where the Knicks are optimistic that it might just be a sprained ankle and nothing more severe. But you know how tough this guy is. You know how tough Jalen Brunson is. And to watch him take forever to get up, watch him walk around and clearly be unable to continue, to shoot the foul shots, never moving, never leaping, never getting off his feet, never doing anything other than just standing there, waiting for the foul after he hits the two foul shots, and then walking off the court right into the tunnel, and your heart sinks. And at 107-107, when he leaves the game with just over a minute left, it almost doesn't even matter if you win the game or lose the game. It almost doesn't even matter. And you knew they were going to end up losing the game because they have no offense outside of him. Again, I'm not going to harp on this tonight, but Mikal Bridges. I mean, 6 points and 0 free throws. I mean, everybody on the team is taking free throws. Jalen Brunson, 12 of 13, single-handedly carrying them in the fourth quarter where they get shut down offensively. And the same thing happened the other night against Golden State. No shots falling in the fourth quarter. 15 points in the fourth quarter. They have a 13-point lead in this game, and you watch it just fade away as they're outscored 23-15 in the fourth quarter. I mean, and so many different points in this game that are just frustrating that make it one of the worst losses. And if the news is bad on Brunson, without question, the worst loss of the year. But you've got, in so many different ways, Tibbs bothered me in this game. That is an atrocious, as I was just leaving my house in the third quarter, an atrocious foul challenge on McBride trying to steal a ball away running down the court. He's clearly got his hand on his hips and practically spins him, and we're challenging that way. We don't have a challenge the rest of the game. And again, I was on radio as I'm driving in, but multiple ball going out of bounds, multiple plays where maybe a challenge could benefit the New York Knicks, and it's gone because they challenge on that play. Or how about the end of the game? And as much as I love Josh Hart, in the end of regulation, the Knicks with 8 seconds left and an opportunity to not have to go to overtime, tie game with 9 seconds left. How about Tibbs coming up with a plan knowing they're going to double-team Brunson, who's been unbelievable for this team down the stretch, a Knicks team that now has lost their first overtime game, a Knicks team that has been so great in these clutch moments, so good. I think they've won 9 in a row up until this point in games that are a one-possession game with 5 minutes left in the game. This is where Jalen Brunson shines, and he was doing it again. And at the end of regulation, no real plan, knowing that he's going to get double-teamed, or Hart not recognizing that you don't have all day to get to the basket. They don't even get a shot off. And then what happens in overtime where, you know, they can't hit a shot. OG misses 2 threes short. You watch Luka, who we actually talked about yesterday, as good as Jalen Brunson's been in these late moments, the best clutch player in the NBA. Who would you pick for your final shot? It's ironic we had this conversation. And I talked about Luka, and he hits the big fadeaway to get the scoring started in overtime. Then he hits the big three to give them a 5-point lead, and the Knicks are never really able to recover. I know they end up tying the game, but then when Brunson leaves the floor, I mean, this is, now they've got a stretch here, right, on the West Coast, where they're playing the Clippers tonight. You forget that. He's not playing. Doesn't mean the Knicks can't win. They're going to have to rally, and we're going to have to rely on Karl-Anthony Towns. You're going to have to rely on OG Anunoby. You're going to have to rely on Mikal Bridges to pick up some of the scoring here. You've got the Kings on Monday, Portland on Wednesday, Golden State Saturday, and then back home from Miami on Monday. Now, even if it's a high ankle, I mean, I don't know how long he's going to miss. God forbid it's anything worse than just a high ankle sprain or an ankle sprain in general. It was a bad injury. I didn't get to see it. I'm listening to it in the car, and I'm just, you know, I'm pounding the steering wheel, listening to them talk about it. I can't get up. He's hobbled around. He takes 2 steps and stops walking and goes to his knees. I watched the replay. He can barely lift his feet as he's taking those 2-3 free throws, but of course he hits them like a stud that he is. But that is just a brutal loss. Now, look, are the Lakers good? Hell yeah, the Lakers are good. I mean, how many times did they say it on the broadcast? I can't believe he's a Laker. Like Luka and the way LeBron is playing right now, each of them have over 25 points. Brunson is the leading scorer with 39. He was just brilliant in this game. LeBron gets 31. Luka gets 32. I mean, the Lakers now have won, what, 9 in a row or 8 in a row? They're the 2 seed in the West. They've been absolutely scorching hot. You go into L.A., with where the Knicks are, we know that they're going to be good enough, well, hopefully as long as Brunson's not gone for the year, that they're going to be the three seed in the East, right? It's not like they're going to lose out in the playoffs. It's not even like they're going to lose their place in the standings. Like, is it a devastating loss to go into L.A. and lose to the Lakers? Considering how they played against Golden State, considering they had a 13-point lead, considering they're giving up wide-open looks in the fourth quarter and overtime, it's a tough loss. But what makes it worse is we don't know right now where their absolute savior is going to be over the next few games and the next few weeks. And if it's worse than that, this Knicks season's over. Like, that's where it is. Like, we could scream all day about, you know, any other injury, right? We're going to talk about it in baseball, clearly. Obviously, Giancarlo Stanton, it's not even in the same hemisphere of what Jalen Brunson means to this Knicks team. So, I mean, considering everything that went into this game, if you're a Knicks fan, right now we are just holding our breath. Forget the loss. Forget the wide-open fourth-quarter looks that they're giving to Reeves in the corner. Forget the idea they blew a 13-point lead. Forget the idea that Hart can't realize he's got to put the ball up. And actually, can you get off a that's like some, and that's on coaching, too. Like, I'm so frustrated with that terrible challenge. I'm so frustrated they can't get a shot off with 8 seconds left in the game to at least attempt to see if they don't have to go to overtime. You got to get a shot off at the end of the game. It's inexcusable.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, but what Brunson, now he's 1-for-7 from the 3-point line, but I mean, 39 points, he's getting to the basket, 12 of 13, he had multiple 3-point plays. You know, he's frustrated with the way he's being handled by the referees, and I agree. I mean, like, there are times he's getting hit, but this is the first time it really felt like it boiled over for him, where he's being sarcastic with the refs. He's giving them thumbs up every time he puts a shot up and doesn't get fouled, or hits a shot and he thinks he was fouled. Like, he was really into this game. This was a big game for the Knicks, coming off a lackluster loss against Golden State, trying to prove that they're good enough to beat a top-quality team. And right now, maybe they're not OKC. Boston, Cleveland are clearly in the East and more important teams to be better against and play better against. But this was a test for the New York Knicks against a really hot Lakers team. And they came in, got off to a slow start, and then turned it on and built up a 13-point lead. And we saw really positive things. You saw OG Anunoby playing like he did at the beginning of the year and in January of last year, where offensively he was good. I mean, OG scores 20 points in this game, hits four threes early on, creating a little bit offensively, playing better defensively, looking a little bit faster, looking like there's a pep in his step after being really looking tired for about a month, even before the injury. So to watch him come out and play well, watch Brunson do what he's doing, good to have Karl Anthony Towns back. And they're building a 13-point lead against the Lakers team that has won eight in a row on the road in Los Angeles. It was all lining up to have be one of the better wins of the year. And maybe a statement for this Knicks team to say, hey, look, okay, I know it's not the top three. We can't change that 0-7 record. But this is a damn good team playing as well as anyone in basketball right now. And we just went into their house and took care of business. And instead, we watch a 13-point lead fade away. You watch 15 points in the fourth quarter where they've gone ice cold now twice to end games. They go into overtime. They're giving up wide open looks defensively. And to top it off, the best player on the team, the heart and soul of the team, the one guy they can't afford to lose, hobbles off the court with a severely sprained ankle. And that replay looks devastating. I mean, his ankle goes completely sideways. And I mean, right now, it's just, we're waiting on news. Of course, you know, Tibbs, I didn't speak to him. He was out in the, he was, you know, with the training staff. Okay. You don't have an idea of what's going on. Reports are that hopefully it's just an ankle sprain, that it's not anything more severe than that. But even that, that's a couple weeks. I mean, I doubt you're going to see him again on this West Coast run. I'd sign right now for Monday against Miami. I mean, he's gone a week. You think you count your stars. It might be more than that. But ultimately, this is just a frustrating night all around. Because when it came to make smart plays, the coach, as he's staring down the review team or whatever, the challenge guys, the monitor guys, he's just staring them down angrily till they give him what he wants, the challenge, a terrible challenge, and they don't have one the rest of the game, which was critical. Again, I'm listening to it in the car. They're talking about it a couple different times where this could have been a spot for a replay. I haven't seen all the replays. I don't know. There was one where it was off Karl Anthony Towns out of bounds where it was questionable. A couple different spots. Maybe, again, I'm speaking as someone who wasn't able to see the end of the fourth quarter. But I hate that challenge. I hate not being able to get the ball off, get a shot off with 8 seconds left. And obviously you hate to see Brunson leave the game. And an opportunity to make a statement turns into one of the more miserable nights for a Knicks fan. 888-808-1019. Let's get right to the calls here and talk to the Knicks fan right here in the open. Let's go to Kevin in Florida. What's up, Kev?
Hey, Mac. What's up, man?
What's up, man? How are you?
Hey, I'm with you. You know, the whole Knicks can't beat, you know, the good teams. I thought tonight, you know, you could have erased a lot of those haters. You know, you go on the road, you face probably the best team in the West. You know, I know everyone likes to talk about OKC, but this LeBron and Luka team, Lakers, is scarier than we think. And then,
yeah, no, I mean, listen, they're very good.
Yeah, and then, do you remember that show that Shaq used to do, like that segment called Shaq and the Fool?
Not off the top of my head, no.
So what it basically was he would take plays from around the NBA that were stupid and terrible and would make fun of him.
Right.
And what Josh Hart did there at the end of the game would have been number one on his list.
Oh,
I mean, how the hell in that kind of situation? That's basketball 101. You got to at least give yourself a chance to win the game.
You got to recognize the time on the clock. You've got to understand when you're getting the ball. You've got to understand there's got to be, can we have a better like understanding that Brunson's going to get double teamed? And listen, I understand he's fought through double teams before. But if he's going to get double teamed, someone's going to get an open look to end the game. And from that place on the floor, like, you have to figure out a way to get a better thing than a scrambled pass to heart and you know, drive to the basket when you have 2 seconds left when he gets the ball. Well, just the hideous end of the game.
I mean, it's not even like, you know, it was in his hand. He was still dribbling the ball.
No,
the
I know.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, come on, man.
Terrible.
But
he's
yeah,
got to get that shot off.
Fan, though, but big fan. That was just my 2 cents.
No, I got it. And the Brunson, I mean, look. Right now, if it's just an ankle sprain, you sign for it. Whatever, I mean, as long as he's going to be back. But it's going to include guys stepping up. And I keep saying this, and maybe I'm harping on it, and maybe I'm wrong on his kind of the style of his game. But how many nights do I got to look and see Mikal Bridges not to the, every other starter on the floor? Every other starter has foul shots. Mikal Bridges never goes to the basket. Mikal Bridges never fights through a screen. Mikal Bridges, as he's watching his teammates, and even though I'm pissed off at Hart for the minute, he played terrible against Golden State, and he had a brutal final possession of the regulation. But you know his toughness and his ability to get to the rim and his willingness to fight. Even Karl Anthony Towns at times this year has shown the ability to fight through and push and get to the basket and be physical. There is zero physicality out of Mikal Bridges. Zero. I cannot look at another stat line and see zero foul shot attempts from this guy. And if Brunson's out, that's where I'm turning my attention. Right? We know how important OG is going to be. Karl Anthony Towns is the other superstar of this team that they went out and got in the offseason. They also traded 5 picks for Mikal Bridges. If Brunson's out, someone's got to step up in the scoring. And as much as I like OG's game the last couple of nights offensively, and especially in the first half of this game, he can't be counted on to give you more than 20. He scored 20 last night, 4 of 11 from three-point land, 7 of 18 from the floor. He played 44 minutes. He got to the line 3 times, you know, and he played excellent defense in this game. That's about as much as you're going to get from OG Anunoby. That's it. I can't ask more than 20 points from OG Anunoby. Now, Karl Anthony Towns only has 12, and we know the offense is going to have to roll through him. So, yes, you're going to lean heavily on Karl Anthony Towns without Brunson. But this is an opportunity for Mikal Bridges to step up, be confident, and attempt to take over. And I don't know if it's because he's playing with two of his former teammates who are older than him. They bust his balls a little bit. He's coming over here and acquiesced some of his game to be part of the Knicks culture and team, and that's fine. It may be struggling with it. I don't know. But I think you're going to learn a lot about Mikal Bridges and the toughness of Mikal Bridges as they go through a West Coast run without their leader, without their guy, without their glue, without the man who makes it all work, and he's going to have to step up. And maybe this is a blessing in disguise as long as it's just an ankle sprain, and maybe we'll see some of the different guys on this team step up. But I mean, but what he's able to do in the fourth quarter late in games and was on his way to doing it again in this game. They're down 5 in overtime. Brunson single-handedly brings them back. He gets to the basket. The three-point play, the ability to hit the 2 foul shots when he could barely stand. Like, this guy does everything. And this is why it's part of it. Like, you can't expect him to do everything every night all year long, get you to the postseason, get you through to an Eastern Conference Finals. Like, he's got to have some help at the end of these games. And Hart wasn't there to help him at the end of regulation. Bridges wasn't there to help him at all game long. Karl Anthony Towns just coming back. I understand he's dealing with something. I understand he was at a funeral. I understand life happens and they're humans and we can't just expect them to not be affected by outside situations and whatever's going on in their life. But like, I'll give him last night, just coming back, 12 points. He did have 14 rebounds, 3 of 13 from the floor. But they're going to need these guys to step up. But right now, this Brunson injury is a devastating injury off an awful night, arguably the worst loss of the year when you roll everything together. When you talk about how they were up 13, when you talk about they only scored 15, their lowest point total, other than a game in Brooklyn where they, you know, kind of probably coasted and won easily. They haven't scored 15 or less in a fourth quarter all year long, practically, other than one other game. They go ice cold, blow a lead, and then lose their captain. Like, that is as brutal. Give up so many open three-point looks down the stretch of that game to allow this thing to be tied in the first place. They can't get off a shot to end regulation, and then they lose their heart and soul in the overtime. This is as brutal. I'm not even going to say a loss. Just as brutal a night for the Knicks as you could possibly have with an opportunity. It's also, it came at the cost of what the positive could have been. You roll into L.A. and you take care of the scorching hot Los Angeles Lakers with Luka and LeBron playing as well as he's played in the last two or three years. Like, that's a statement. It doesn't mean, hey, look at this, they could beat the Celtics. Hey, look at this, they could beat the Cavs. Hey, we're back in the Eastern Conference Finals, back on the table. But a statement of, hey, we could beat good teams. We could hang with the hottest team. We could take their punches and dole them back. Like, that's where they were, and it fell apart. Ray in Brooklyn. What's up, Ray?
C-Mac, my guy. I don't even know where to start. I'm mostly positive on this game because the Knicks were the better team for most of the game. And I'm going to be honest with you, and I hate to go this route. The whistle was definitely a Lakers whistle. It's a Luka's whistle. Luka's disgusting body language, crying like a you-know-what.
Yeah, he complains on, we know that. He complains on every play. Well, let's be honest.
It's beyond
Brunson complains on every play, too.
Yeah, but not like Luka, and he doesn't display that kind of body language, you know, with his shoulders ruffled. And Brunson has an actual case, C-Mac. Luka, you can't breathe on the guy. Brunson is getting beat up, and he's not getting the call. Mm-hmm. And Luka's, he's top two. Him and Embiid are the most disgusting, despicable when it comes to body language and showing up the refs, and nobody can even debate that. But anyway, yeah, they had the whistle. The Knicks were the best team for the better part of the team. It took the whistle. It took the basketball gods to take the best player on the floor due to injury for us to lose this game on the road. And so that's the positive. I'm not discouraged. I'm not disheartened. The negative is, and I want to be fair because it's low-hanging fruit, the Mikal Bridges thing. I understand. I'm disappointed in him too. However, statistically, he's been better than OG all year. OG has been terrible since November. Mm-hmm. Three games. I'm not forgiving him just for these past three games.
I
appreciate these past three games. But also, Karl-Anthony Towns, and you alluded to this, the last time we spoke too, he has been disappearing in big games. That is a huge concern. I don't want to hear these idiots on TNT saying it's Tim's fault. He has to call plays. He clearly called plays for him, and he's pulling Joel Embiid playoff and Julius Randle stuff where it's like, oh, but I couldn't get the ball. They got to get it to me. No, get the damn ball. When you need the ball, you go get it regardless of what, just like Brunson always manages to get it. So I just want to be fair because, well, like, you know, we all kill Mikal Bridges, but OG has been 80% not here this year. And now Karl-Anthony Towns, who I love, is not showing up in big games. And he looks scared, man. I just don't understand. You know, but all in all, if Jalen Brunson gets on the floor, he's the best player on the floor in just about any game. We'll have a shot against anybody. We just need him to get healthy. And hopefully the report by Haynes is true. And, you know, he'll just miss these next few games. And we'll be the 3 seed. And like I said, nobody wants to face the Knicks in a close game with the biggest killer on the planet on the floor. I appreciate you, C-Mac.
You, Ray. Thank you very much. I think you're giving them a pass on the game, though. Like, they were on the floor. Brunson was with them when they blew a 13-point lead. Brunson was there. Yeah, Brunson was there the other day when they had a lackluster second half against Golden State. Like, I'm not trying to put it on Brunson. But to say, oh, it took the whistle. Oh, it took Brunson leaving. Oh, it took this. Oh, it took all these things working against the Knicks for them to lose this game. They blew the game. They blew the game. They had a 13-point lead and scored 15 points in the fourth quarter. They had a 13-point lead in the second half, and they blew it. And they gave up, you know, how many, what was it, like three out of four straight possessions that Reeves hits a three in the, hits an open three in the fourth quarter? They had that terrible, again, I didn't see it, I'm listening to it on the radio, but they had that offensive rebound where Karl-Anthony Towns comes down with it, but it hits Hart in the back and it leads to another three-pointer. Like, they blew it. So let's not talk about all the things that worked against them. They worked against themselves with Jalen Brunson on the floor. This game wasn't just lost after 107-107 in overtime. This game was lost when they blew the lead in the fourth quarter and couldn't buy a bucket. And yeah, I'll give you Karl-Anthony Towns, no doubt about it. He has not shown up in the biggest of games. That is true. I don't know if I would classify this as one of the biggest of games. I mean, I had an opportunity to make a statement. It's the Lakers. It's national television. I guess it kind of is. I don't view, you know, any West Coast team, a Western Conference team, as necessarily a big game for the New York Knicks. It's not on the same level for me. It's a primetime game. It's a culture, you know, game considering the two franchises. But Celtics, Cavs right now, even, you know, I don't know, the Bucks. Like, these are all big games in the Eastern Conference. But this game, yeah, he didn't play well. I'm going to give him a break on this one. Maybe I shouldn't. Maybe I'm getting soft in my old age. The guy just came back from a funeral. He had time off. He just came back. He didn't play particularly well, but... And then, yeah, listen, he's got to get the ball. And I didn't hear the TNT guys talking about Tibbs has got to run plays for him or whatever. Like, that, listen, it's not to say, well, Brunson finds the ball. Brunson's the point guard. I mean, you know, he doesn't have to work nearly as hard as Karl Anthony Towns to get the ball. He doesn't have to have anybody give it to him. He's the point guard. So I think that's a bit unfair, but sure. Make yourself known. Make yourself a presence. And sometimes in these big games, certainly the last two against Boston, I know he ended up scoring 20-something points against Boston. He had a decent third quarter. He was nowhere to be found as the Celtics were kicking the crap out of him and building a 20-point lead in the first half. So I'm with you. I'm disappointed in Karl Anthony Towns, too. As much as I've, you know, praised him early on in the year, and I put him in the MVP discussion, he's a starter in the All-Star game, he's had a very good year. He's disappeared sometimes in big games. And really, over the last two or three weeks, he has not played as well as he did prior to that. But this game wasn't just lost because of whistles. And this game wasn't just lost because, you know, Jalen Brunson left with 107 at 107-107. This game was lost when the team couldn't hit a freaking shot and were giving up wide-open three-pointers in the fourth quarter and got outscored by 8 points in the fourth quarter. That's a lot of where this game was lost. And yeah, I'm with, and Tibbs, same thing. I'm with you. Like, it's a little bit right there. They're very seldom set plays. They're not very good out of timeouts. They're not very good off of side out of bounds plays. The end of the game, there's got to be not that you had time to, again, I'm in the car. I forget if it was off a timeout or just off a basket, but I know they had to go. I saw the replay. I know they had to go from the other side of half court. But you've got to understand. Like, there's got to be, that has to be a practiced, rehearsed understanding that in those situations, Brunson's going to get double teamed the second he crosses the half court line. You've got to have, I know it's 8 seconds, you got to have a better plan than just throw it to Hart, have him dribble until the horn sounds. Like, there's got to be a better way. Let's go to Jeff in Long Island. What's up, Jeff? Jeff, you there?
Yeah, what's up, Chris?
What's up, buddy?
Man, I'm just tired, bro. I'm tired of watching Karl Anthony Towns already. I saw this movie before with this guy last year. I was actually rooting for Minnesota last year. I saw him disappear in that seventh game. This dude hasn't scored 20 points like his last six games that he's played. And then you take a day off for your girlfriend. I mean, I got to go to work if somebody in my family dies. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, I mean, that's, that. I mean, that's not, yeah, I don't think that's fair, man.
I don't buy that excuse, man. Come on. We need you here. Listen, you're not married to that girl.
Jeff, I got to tell you, man, I don't get into people's personal life. He went to a funeral. He missed one game. I'm not going to kill him for it. I'm really not. And if you want to parlay that into the Karl Anthony Towns' soft thing, I know it's a different world, right? I was just watching 61 on HBO. I don't know why, but I was just watching that for a minute. And, yeah, you know, Roger Maris is calling his wife, how was the birth, honey? Everything go okay? Like, yeah, they didn't even leave their teams to be with their kids. It's a different world. And I respect what you do. I don't know what it is you do. And maybe you couldn't get time off if someone in your family passed away and couldn't go to the funeral. But to just, you know, let's not, well, he's not even married to her, blah, blah, blah. Like, stop. Stop. He missed one game. He went to a funeral. He didn't go to Egypt. You know, he didn't go on vacation. Dennis Rodman went to Vegas for 3 days. Nobody questioned his toughness. Now he won championships. So there you go. 888-808-1019. But listen, forget all that. Karl-Anthony Towns needs to show up in big games. I'm going to give him a break on this one. I am. Maybe I'm being soft. He just came back. He's dealing with something. Well, however you think he should react, he reacts as he reacts as a human being. I'm going to give him a break on this one. I'm not going to give him a break on the Celtics games. I'm not going to give him a break on the Cleveland game. I'm not going to give him a break in these big games moving forward. And I'm not going to give him a break moving forward now without Brunson for I don't know how long. Karl-Anthony Towns is going to have to step up. And Mikal Bridges is going to have to step up, too. And I know you say it's low-hanging fruit, or it was either you or Ray who said that. Like, I get it. He scores 6 points in this game. They traded 5 first-round picks for him. He's supposed to be the third scorer. Josh Hart has 18. OG Anunoby has 20. Where's Mikal Bridges? Can he get to the foul line ever? I can't tell you. I've been saying this for 2 weeks. He's averaging 1 foul shot a game. It might be worse now. I can't even tell you the last time he took a foul shot. Well, I'm going to do that during the break. The last time Mikal Bridges was at the foul line, 888-808-1019, he needs to be better. And now this is an opportunity to take charge. I want to see him take charge. We've had, 2 games where he scored 40 and the offense ran through him for about 10 minutes in the second half, maybe 2 games this year. Well, now he's going to have an opportunity on the West Coast, and especially tomorrow night in a back-to-back. While everyone else was pouring their guts out, I know you've played 43 minutes, only second to Hart and OG Anunoby. But you know what? You scored 6 points. Show up tonight against the Clippers and make a presence. My God. And listen, Karl-Anthony Towns, too, I'm with you. 888-808-1019. Quick break. More of your Nick calls next. We'll get into some other things, but Jalen Brunson is down. Jalen Brunson was hobbled. Jalen Brunson walked off the floor. Jalen Brunson's going to miss some time for the New York Knicks. How long could determine what we feel about this team.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-based insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.